Logo on screen, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. A lion in a circle of film roars. Credits, Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer presents, a Tribeca production, a Robert Townsend film. In a small storefront, people clap and sing at a raucous church service.
Keep on praying.
A foot in alligator loafers and red socks taps the floor at the piano. The foot belongs to a long-haired man who sings and pounds the piano. A young girl, with a sad expression, leans against the door frame at the entrance watching the service. As the song becomes more energetic, people rise in praise. The young girl watches the long-haired man at the piano. He stands and dances, playing piano with one hand. Title, Holiday Heart. A crowd applauds at a bar.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the penthouse. You are going up, up, up. Ding, ding, ding. You are at the top floor. Let's have a warm hand, please, for the penthouse.
High heels strut on a catwalk.
Alexandra.
A line of drag queens parades.
Antoinette. Athena.
The patrons applaud wildly.
Ivania Tizia. Wild Orchid. Rock and... And, of course, there's...
Two drag queens take center stage.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the penthouse. You've reached the top floor.
Backstage, a collage of photos of two men smiling. One has happy anniversary on it. A drag queen in a wig cap stares at the photos. It is the long-haired man from the church. He wears ornate jewelry. His serious look turns to a small smile.
Nothing up here is a drag.
So won't you give a warm welcome, if you please, to the penthouse's oldest treasure?
The drag queen, Holiday Heart, sashays down the runway. People stand and cheer. She goes into her lip sync act. Holiday and her two backup singers swing and sway in unison with synchronized movements.
Tell me, what did I do wrong?
An older man stands up and raises his arms. Another man blows her a big kiss. She and her backup swing and twist their hips. The man runs to the stage and holds up money. He kisses and shakes it in front of her. She snatches the bill and moves down the catwalk.
We love you, Holiday.
She tucks the money in her cleavage. The older man pulls a bill from his pocket and waves it at her. Holiday swirls her hips and slips the bill from the older man's hand. She tucks that money away. The older man blows her a kiss. A red convertible sports car, on a wet street, pulls up in front of a modest duplex house. The windows are all dark. Holiday stops the car. He stares ahead for a moment before slowly turning his gaze toward the house. He closes his eyes, leaning his head back, recalling the past. A man covers Holiday's eyes, leading him toward the duplex, now festooned with balloons.
Keep your eyes closed. You're not playing with me, are you? I'm gonna make sure you get your eyes closed. All right, you ready?
The man takes his hands from Holiday's eyes. Holiday gasps.
Oh, for you, baby.
Holiday turns to him, kissing him passionately.
It's ours, baby. We can tell people. You live on one side, I live on the other. You know we play the game.
They move to the house.
Me and you, we just got ourselves a big-ass place, baby. You
better. Lost in the memories, Holiday stares at the darkened house as he recalls another memory of the man. At a police funeral, Holiday, in drag, addresses them.
I'm sorry. We had to meet on
stone-faced mourner's watch.
I would have liked to have met y'all before now. But judging from the temperature drop at my entrance, baby.
A wreath bears the name Fisher Patterson.
By keeping me in the corner crack of your closet.
A man storms out, disgusted.
I've heard enough of this.
Okay, baby. Per your request. Oh, my baby love.
The crowd eyes Holiday with distaste.
I need you. But all you do is treat me bad.
I've heard enough of this in my church. Deacon Johnson, Deacon
Break
Booker.
Break my heart and leave me sad.
Give me the mic.
Tell me, what did I do wrong?
Your microphone.
Tell me what? No! 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 No!
Men grab Holiday, leading her away. Returning from the memory, Holiday rubs his eyes. A book titled Speak French lies on a table.
Jus de pomme.
Jus de pomme.
The wine. Le vin.
Le vin.
Paris is magnificent in the spring. Now you try. Paris.
Holiday picks up a collage of he, Fisher, and the Eiffel Tower with Paris written on it and kisses it. A travel agent searches for Chicago to Paris.
Plan on starting my new year there.
Ooh, new beginnings. Well, Paris is the place. Two tickets?
No, just one.
The agent gives him a coy smile.
If you're looking, Paris is the place. I mean, people are so real, man. Race, who you fuck, it doesn't matter.
Holiday looks around.
Maybe you will get lucky too.
The agent winks at the shocked Holiday. In a green sequin dress, Holiday blows on and fans her fingers back and forth, drying her nails. She picks up the receiver of an antique princess phone.
Hello?
Miss Holiday, girl, where are you? Where are you, Miss
Blue, I'm on my way.
Look, now I know we're not taking that broke-down car.
Yes, I'm taking my car, and it's not going to break down, okay?
Right.
Bye, fool.
Holiday's car sputters. She looks through the phone book while Blue glares at her.
Miss Holiday, I told you to sell that piece of car. I don't care if it was Fisher. Now look at us, just stuck out here in the middle of nowhere. Girl, you like a sissy with his legs stuck in midair. Ready, but nothing's happening. Over here, we got Holiday before Fisher's death. And over here, well, this is when Fisher gonna be reincarnated in France. And what do we have right here in the middle staring you in your face?
Blue, you giving me a headache, girl.
Look, Mystique, everything gives you a headache. Your big head hurts because your little head is getting
hurt. Please, help me! Please, just help me! We don't know my mom's sick!
They turn their attention to a young girl down the street. She comes to them.
Help! Help me! Please, he's beaten up on my mama, hurry!
She grabs Holiday's hand.
Holiday! What you doing? Miss Holiday! Get back over here, girl!
Holiday looks back at Blue.
Holiday!
The girl drags Holiday inside. Blue hails a cab.
Taxi!
Ah, you have to whip your ass!
You're the last ass you
whipped!
I ain't playing with you! You know what? I'm gonna kill you!
The man slugs the woman.
Shit! I don't wanna hurt!
He kicks her. Holiday shoves him.
What's the matter? You can't find a man to beat up on?
Get your hands off me!
She pulls a blade.
Throw another punch! I want the Undertaker to earn his fee, because he's going to be picking up pieces of your ass all over this damn building. Now, come on, Macho Man. Trick or treat.
He glares at Holiday as the woman spits blood. He goes back into the apartment.
Just what I thought, Luke.
Holiday turns to the woman.
You okay, girl?
The man throws clothes at the woman.
Stupid ass faggot freeze out here.
pull out a knife on me?
He has a folder.
Look at here, woman.
Oh, no, LT, not my story!
You ain't
no
writer.
Come on now, please, not my mama's story.
He tosses papers in the air.
Junkie, you can't read! You don't know if I can write!
Holiday charges the door as he slams it.
We're gonna get your mama out.
Holiday picks the woman up, carrying her.
That's my place.
Holiday opens the door of a modest apartment with a few sparse furnishings. The girl goes to a boarded up window.
I was going to get that fixed, but I thought until somebody moved in, why bother? People just ain't raising their kids.
The girl peeks in the fridge. The woman surveys the place.
Does this work?
Last time I looked,
Nikki explores the apartment. Her mother moves toward Holiday.
Now, I usually only rent to the old and infirm.
Well, I ain't old, but I guess I'm infirmed.
Well, baby, we all got a story to tell.
Don't worry, I wasn't about to tell you, man.
Mama, I got my own bedroom!
But, baby, there ain't even a bed in there.
So I know. I just make me a pallet on the floor. That's what I usually...
Holiday puts her hand to her chest, her brow furrows.
Well, maybe we can see about finding you a bed. I may have something downstairs in storage or in my other building. Now, I'm only helping you out for a month or so. I'm planning a big trip overseas.
Well, I can't pay you much because he took my last...
Holiday shushes her.
Don't worry about that. We talk about that in the morning. I think Miss Nikki here needs her beauty sleep. Now, tomorrow, we go over house rules.
Holiday leaves. Nikki beams. Holiday ambles back into her apartment. Her gaze lands on a picture of Fisher, smiling. She puts her hand to her chest. She picks up a picture of Fisher from the nightstand. She traces the photo with her finger, then holds it to her chest, staring off wistfully. She saunters across the room, a smile blooms on her face. She lowers herself onto the bed, staring at the picture.
Now, baby, I don't know what you and God cooking up. But I'm only taking them in for a few days. I ain't letting nothing get in the way of Paris.
She raises the photo slowly and kisses it. She places the photo on the bed, rises and answers the phone.
Hello?
Miss Holiday, girl, what happened to you? I've been looking for you all night long, honey.
Blue, stop screaming! I'm still alive!
Nikki beams a broad smile laying on a makeshift bed on the floor of her room. Her mother enters.
Hey, may I come in?
Nikki pulls back the blanket. Her mother crawls onto the pallet next to her, scanning the apartment.
I'm sorry about tonight. I thought he was gonna stay clean this time.
You shouldn't have thrown his stuff in the toilet, though. You knew that was gonna make him mad.
Her mother rolls her eyes.
We're not going back, are we?
She turns to Nikki, then looks away.
No. No, Nikki. No, ma'am. You know, I made you a promise. I am not gonna be around drugs anymore. No, ma'am. Not in this life.
She lies down, staring at the ceiling.
You know what? You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna start writing. I'm gonna start my writing again. Yeah. That's what I'm gonna do. I can get some of my poetry together. You know how they have in the back of Essence, how they have the poetry and sisters sending their stuff from all over the country? I can get my stuff in the back of Essence.
She smiles. Nikki watches her, sullen.
Hey, I will not stop working on my life story because that's the bestseller. You know, writers, good writers have to go through a whole lot of stuff. I've been through this. I just gotta write it down.
Holiday places a plate of donuts and a soda in front of Nikki.
Hey.
Nikki chomps into the food with gusto. Holiday watches her devouring the donut.
Child, where'd you learn to eat, Dion?
Nikki smiles at her with a mouthful of food.
Okay, this is a story.
I want to make you a deal, and I've already prayed on it. You need to let us stay here. See, my mother needs to stay.
Holiday arches her brows.
I don't mean you. I just mean men that ain't no good. See, men are her weakness. She's a writer. She writes poetry and short stories. And she's been working on this book about her life when she used to do drugs. But don't worry, now she's clean. She's been rehabbing for 6 months. LT, you know the one with no vocabulary? He was rehabbing too. But now he's back on the rehab it.
If Nikki pours orange juice.
See, I'm trying to keep my mother from doing the same thing. And I think if she becomes a famous writer like Terry McMillan or somebody.
She puts the juice pitcher away.
She'll never use drugs again. You feel me?
No, I feel you.
Look, Holiday, if you let us stay, I'll do anything you want. That's the deal.
Holiday smiles with her hand to her heart.
It's too early for Blue. Hello?
Okay, Miss Mason, don't use it till I get there. Bye-bye. You ever fix a toilet?
Nikki frowns at her.
Man, you must really be rich to own two places. But you really need to fix your places up. Or are you supposed to be a slum landlord?
Now, child, you could have kept that last comment to yourself. I can always take this bed and put it back in the basement.
Holiday puts a toolbox in the backseat of the car, alongside a mattress. They get in the car and take off. Holiday and Nikki climb the steps of the duplex.
You are so cool. Who would have thought you like rap? And you like it loud, just like I do.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Where have you been? I was worried sick, Nikki.
I left you a note.
Her mother crosses her arms.
We had so much fun. He bought us all this food and he bought us a bed.
Take your little woman yourself in the house.
Nikki's smile drops as she leaves. Her mother steps to Holiday.
Why are you being so good to us? You know, just so you know, I don't do fags.
Oh, good. And just so you know, I don't do no-count evil bitches who sleep all day instead of taking care of their damn children, okay?
He shoves the bag of groceries at her.
What a friend we have in Jesus.
Holiday plays the piano in his apartment.
All our sins and grief to bear.
Holiday rises from the piano and walks to the front door, pumping his hair with his hand.
Yes!
It's Nikki!
Nikki and her mother enter.
I made you some Kool-Aid.
I made you some dinner. Don't expect me to beg you to eat it.
Holiday looks at the food.
Well, come on in, Laurel and Hardy.
Nikki puts the pitcher on the table, then goes to the piano.
See, Mama, look. See, it ain't portable.
Isn't portable. I'm trying to get her to use correct grammar.
Oh, that's very nice. Well, I hope I say this with correct grammar. But, sister girl, this food show don't look appetizing.
It's all beige, isn't it?
Well, let's just put it this way. Holiday can burn, so from here on out, let's say I do all the cooking. Okay?
He hands the plate back to her.
What is it anyway?
He stares at her, incredulous. A makeup brush strokes on eyeshadow, a sponge dabs on a cheekbone, Holiday paints lipstick on Nikki's mother.
Oh, you look beautiful, darling. Mm-hmm, yes.
She holds up a mirror and beams at her transformation.
I don't have to go to church to fellowship with the Lord.
That's what every sinner says on Sunday. Now you need to mingle to be an example for your daughter. I rebuke this nicotine in the name of Jesus.
He tosses her cigarette on the ground, stomping on it.
Darling, you look fab.
Yeah?
Just go in there and be yourself.
I wish I had a cigarette.
No.
Okay, I just wish I had one.
She goes into a small shop. Holiday waits outside. The store owner approaches Nikki's mother holding a job application.
Not a lot of work.
With her arms crossed, she watches the store owner.
I told Brother Holiday at church that we was really looking for someone with some experience.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Hey, now just hold on a minute.
Lady, I do not have a minute. I just gave you 20.
I have a 12-year-old daughter who's starting out to believe in me again. And I need a job, but I am not about to beg you or anybody else to work in here.
And for the record, in my opinion, you got a nice little shop here, but you'd sell a lot more stuff if you'd like.
She rearranges things in the window.
Now, Jesus, please, Wanda, don't talk too much.
The store owner glances outsides, as does Nikki's mother, Wanda. Holiday gives a little wave to them.
Brother Holiday is one of our most loyal church members. I guess if he can give you a chance.
The store owner shoots a pursed-mouthed look at Wanda.
I can too.
Wanda hugs the store owner. Nikki sings in the church choir, focusing on Holiday.
They used to be young and firm, quick to part and slow to learn. But my thighs are mine to keep.
When are you going to write about something that doesn't involve your body parts?
You know what? Remind me never to show anything to you again. And you lucky I don't show you my Sally right now.
Your what?
My Sally. My sugar.
She grabs her crotch.
Yes.
Nikki, Wanda, Blue, and Holiday have a party. Wanda and Holiday walk Nikki to school.
Okay, and if these youngins have a gun, you drop, right?
Yeah, I know.
Principal Reed, I'm having a real problem with you. No?
Ooh, not again.
Excuse me, are you the principal?
Yes.
Excuse me. Okay, I'm Wanda Dean. This is Nikki Dean. This is my daughter.
Hi, Nikki.
Nikki Dean, remember her name now? She is brilliant. Now, I'm delivering her to you as a happy straight-A student with an imagination, and I expect you to return her to me the same way. Otherwise, I can be a nightmare bitch. So if she is much to get a hangnail, you let me know, okay?
I promise you, I understand.
Okay.
We'll take good care of your daughter.
Have a good day, Nicole.
He leads Nikki inside.
A nightmare bitch?
I'm just keeping it...
Wanda leads Nikki, covering her eyes.
Where are we going?
They stop in Nikki's room. She uncovers Nikki's eyes.
Happy birthday, Nikki!
Oh my...
The room is painted with murals floor to ceiling.
That's why you spent the whole week at my house. Your mother was up all day and night doing this.
And I almost finished. Wait, look here. See, these are the goddesses, Nicolette and Wandisha, and they discover their secret powers, and they go on to encounter infinite possibilities in their new kingdom. Just like us, girl.
Thanks, Mom. You're the best mother in the whole wide world. I love you so much.
Nikki hugs Wanda. A photo of Nikki, Wanda, and Holiday clicks. The movie Imitation of Life plays on the TV as Nikki, Wanda, and Holiday munch popcorn as they watch.
I just don't get how she could deny her mother like that. I mean, her mother was so good to her.
Everybody has a story to tell, child.
He eats popcorn. Wanda's eyes slide to him.
So when are you gonna tell us yours?
He darts a glance to her.
About the time you publish your first book and looking for...
Wanda eyes him as he keeps focused on the TV. Wanda's blue-painted fingernails tap the keys of an old typewriter. She takes a drag off the nub of a cigarette. Her fingers work her hair and she looks around anxiously as she expels smoke. She drops her head in her hands. She scratches notes on a pad and drags on the cigarette again. Her movements become more erratic. She smokes, paces, squirms. She picks up a drawing. She types more. She jumps in frustration and moves about as if caged. Her hands clamp her head. She grabs her purse, rifling through it. She pours the contents on the desk. She picks up a cigarette case and spots something. She picks up a small joint. She looks around and rubs her head. She lights the joint and topes. She breathes in relief as the pot takes effect. Tears and sobs overwhelm her as she holds the joint. She throws her drawing across the room. Nikki and Wanda face each other.
In all directions under the midnight sun, the junkiest feast ever has just begun. To the wind, say.
They finish their ritual.
Okay.
Wearing a Deku head wrap, Nikki, smiling, picks up a long match. Flicking it against the box, she lights a red candle in front of her, then blows out the match. She gives a mischievous glance to Wanda.
I don't know. I mean, I usually have a list of wishes, but we got everything. We got a place, you're happy, and we got a family, finally. You, me, and Holiday. So I don't know. You go.
Nikki blows out her candle.
Okay.
Wanda lights a match, holding the flame up in front of her.
I wish.
Her gaze turns anxious as she stares into the fire.
I wish that I could stop wish.
She lights a candle in front of her. Outside the church, Holiday, Wanda, and Nikki serve Thanksgiving dinner to a line of homeless people. Wanda bounces to her own beat as she puffs on a cigarette. A man drops a plate in the trash can. Wanda grabs the trash can and carries it into the alley. She puts the trash can down before a dumpster. Down the alley, men engage in a drug buy.
Yeah, man, how much you want?
She turns to the man calling her.
What's up, babe?
He stumbles and staggers toward her. It is LT, the man who beat her.
Don't get shot, LT.
What's up, girl?
What you think is up?
Hey, give me some love, baby. Come on, man. Come on.
I'm at church. Get off me.
She shoves him away. He touches her chin.
You're beating my good luck charm.
It ain't gonna work this time, LT.
Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. Come on, man.
What?
He shows a small packet of cocaine. Flipping it over in his fingers, he raises his brows at her. He kisses the packet, then presses it against her lips and kisses it again. She reaches for it, he pulls it away before placing it in her hand.
For you, babe. If you want more where that came from, you know where to find me.
Nikki walks by and spots Wanda and LT.
Nikki! What's happening?
Wanda looks at the packet.
How you doing? Come here! It's me!
Nikki's eyes dart to Wanda. Wanda returns the coke.
Hey, Wanda, look at here. Keep working them stories, right?
Mm.
It's like I was talking about. Warrior women!
Oh! Nikki side-eyes him with disdain before sliding her gaze to Wanda.
Sorry about that, fella.
LT joins his friends. Wanda shrugs at Nikki.
LT.
Nikki throws her arms around Wanda.
Oh, Nikki, I'm okay.
Wanda pushes against Nikki's hold. Unable to extricate herself, she embraces Nikki. Oh,
sweetie, I'm all right. I was just talking to LT. I'm scared, Nikki.
Sobbing, she clings to Nikki. Holiday's red sports car drives toward the duplex. With a knitted brow, he sneaks a glance at Wanda, who stares off. In the back, Nikki casts her gaze downward, unsmiling. He parks the car and turns off the engine. Each of them stares ahead, lost in their own thoughts. Wanda flicks the ash of her cigarette over the door. No one moves to get out of the car.
Was thinking about maybe putting off my trip a little bit. Paris prettier in the spring anyway. And Lord knows somebody got to keep y'all out.
Nikki hugs his neck.
I can't breathe, Miss Fink.
She sways him back and forth.
I love you too.
Wanda's eyes dart around, twitchy and unsure.
Girl, you're gonna make my makeup run.
Now, kicking off our New Year's show,
at the penthouse drag bar, Holiday starts her show. In the audience, Wanda cheers and claps. Holiday shakes and shimmies in her red sequin dress. Her backup singers mirror her moves. Wanda stands and hands a drink to Holiday.
Not many guys, not many.
While Holiday downs the drink, she moves her hand in a puppet motion to keep the lip sync going. One of her fans runs to the stage and hands her an envelope. Sitting at one of the tables, a drag queen slips money under the table to the man sitting next to her. He takes the money and hands her a small packet of cocaine. He slides the money inside his coat pocket. He watches the show, stone-faced. Scanning the bar, he spots Wanda. Her eye catches his, he nods to her. He rises, strolling over to Wanda, he kneels beside her.
Fine woman like you doing in the place with all these fangs, eh?
That's my friend. What
you doing
here? Looking for you. Nigga, please.
He holds out money to Holiday. She does not take it. She frowns as she watches the man drape his arm around Wanda. The man kisses Wanda's arm.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a show going on.
Tell me about it.
Wanda, blushing, looks away smiling. Holiday glares at the man. Lightning bolts dance out of the night sky.
It's times like this I really miss getting high.
Holiday spoons Wanda on the couch.
Holiday, if anything ever happens to me, will you look after Nikki?
Girl, just because I wrap my legs around you don't mean you're gonna die. Damn!
She rolls to face Holiday. An earnest expression coats Holiday's face.
Wanda, I would lay down my life and die for Nikki. You know that, girl.
Wanda smiles, touching Holiday's face.
I know.
Wanda shifts as a sadness comes over her. Holiday rests his head on her shoulder.
Thank you. I love you.
He smiles. Holiday and Nikki grocery shop.
Now you entered this talent show, so we in it to win it. So no half-stepping. Now you win this show, and you keep on winning, and then one day, all of that winning is going to take care of Holiday and his old age.
Yep, I'm gonna take care of you too. You can come live with me, my husband, and our five kids.
Child, you better hush your fast mouth. Ain't nothing ever coming out of you but Melindy sings. Now let's hear it.
Nikki reads from her poetry book.
For real? Melodious music. Ooh, honey, my favorite cereal, please.
You gonna learn Melindy sing?
Yeah, I'll learn it. And this cereal really helps me think.
Okay.
She puts the cereal in the cart. They continue on down the aisle.
For real? Melodious?
Nikki unlocks their apartment door. The chain prevents them from entering.
Wanda, open up the damn door.
Mama! Mama, open the door!
Wanda rushes to the door and undoes the chain.
Go on and take your bath, girl. You look like you need one. How about some smothered chicken tonight? Cornbread, mashed potatoes?
My favorite.
Yeah, mine.
The man from the bar appears behind Wanda, shirtless. He kisses her neck.
How long has this been going on?
Honey, I was up and down Michigan Avenue picking up this and that for you, Nikki.
Wanda hands Nikki a present. Nikki stares at it, expressionless.
So this one has money. Yippee. So when did you move in? Or did we go shack up with him? Or does he even have a shack? Maybe he just lives and deals in his limo. So you don't even have to go anywhere to cop. You can just go in his briefcase and grab what you call your little glass dick.
Wanda slaps Nikki hard. Nikki raises her hand to her stinging cheek. At Penthouse, the drag queens get ready.
Shit, it's not worth it. This is bullshit. He never has our money when he's supposed to have it this holiday. That's why I'm leaving this tired-ass club. And girl, if you had any sense, you'd do the same damn thing. I mean, look at this trap.
Wanda's boyfriend strolls in and goes to Holiday.
Hey, I need to talk to you, Holiday.
Enigma, we ain't got shit to talk about.
Hey, man, I'm talking to you.
Just fucking bitch.
He grabs her neck, pointing a gun at her cheek.
Man, don't ever pull away from me when I'm talking to you. You understand?
He lets her go. The drag queens flee.
So what, you don't like me?
Holiday's lip quivers.
Well, you better get over that shit. Because come tomorrow, man, we're going to be neighbors. And all them little dinners and them little outings, ain't going to be no more of that shit. It's Nikki, it's Wanda, and me. We're family now.
Holiday's face sours.
Man, I just got to start taking my fatherly duty seriously because I can't have my little girl being influenced by a man who wears a dress. Now, can I?
No.
He slips money from inside his jacket.
It's first month's rent and a little something extra for you, man. Stay away.
He tucks the money in her dress.
Just stay away.
He wipes a tear from her face.
Have a good show.
He struts out. Blue pops into the dressing room.
He didn't hurt you, did he? He didn't hurt you. You're all right. You're gonna be okay.
She collapses in Blue's arms. Holiday enters the front door of the house to find Nikki sitting in the hall.
Nikki, what are you doing in the hallway?
He kneels down beside her.
Mama said I couldn't go to your house anymore.
Well, don't worry, baby. I'm not gonna let anyone take my Nikki away from me. I promise. Come on.
He helps her up and lets her inside his place. He looks back at Wanda's door as he goes in. Nikki sleeps with her head in Holiday's lap. Holiday strokes her head gently.
Who's Nikki?
Wanda steps in.
Nikki, get up and go to your bed.
Nikki looks up to Holiday. She sits up and leaves. Wanda turns to Holiday.
Can I talk to you?
You look good for this time of morning.
Wanda steps toward him.
You're gonna make this hard, aren't you?
I wouldn't be me if I didn't.
She crosses and sits beside him on the couch.
I've been thinking that me and Nikki, we've become too dependent on you.
And you call yourself a writer. Now, can't you do better than that?
Okay, I love him. All right? You satisfied? I want to have something that I thought I never would. A real family. You know, Holiday, all my life I've been trying to get into the loop. I'm so tired of being different. I wanted to be in a family that I could be proud of, like a man and a wife and a child.
You act like God picked you and only you to give a hard life to. Well, look around, baby, because it's a big world out there. And believe me, it's turning mostly on misery. The only thing saving any of us is the good Lord's mercy.
I am trying to talk to you. I don't want one of your religious lectures.
And I don't want your bullshit. How's that? We on the same?
He grabs her arm.
Poor little orphan girl. She got passed around to foster homes. Well, try being passed around between 20 men in a jail cell. A place a 16-year-old should never have laid eyes on, let alone spent 10 years in. But he does because he killed a man for beating up his mama, who then, the grateful bitch, begged the authorities to lock him up and throw away the key. So don't you tell me about being in some goddamn family loop. No. No. I don't want sympathy. And I ain't offering any. I like how God made me. I've always had a switch in my walk and music in my talk. And if I go tomorrow, Holiday will go happy. You know why? Because I got out this world when you're supposed to like yourself and to love some damn body just because you goddamn can. And the good Lord, he gave me back something extra. Somebody loved me back. Fisher loved me. And that child in there loves me. And I thought you loved me, Wanda. I thought you loved me. I thought you loved me.
I don't.
Tears flow down both their faces. A cloud comes over Wanda's expression.
I'm sorry, Holiday. I am truly sorry. But I know what my daughter...
His hand goes to his heart.
And you know she deserves a father.
You call Mac Daddy in there a father?
You don't know him! His heart is as big as yours.
Oh, no, what's bigger is his pocketbook. Or is it his dick? I just don't know which one, the one in his pants or the one in his briefcase.
Fuck you! Fuck you!
She storms out. Holiday's face cracks with pain as his hand moves to his heart.
You and your damn child.
His hand quivers as he reaches it out.
Already did that.
Nikki appears in the doorway. Holiday puts his hand over his mouth when he spots her. Nikki closes his door. A photo of Nikki, Wanda, and the boyfriend, looking every bit the happy family. At the school talent show, Nikki recites the poem when Melindy sings.
For real, melodious music that just strikes your heart and clings. All them things hush their mouths and hide their faces when Melindy sings.
Wanda and the boyfriend beam from the audience. They applaud wildly. At the back of the auditorium, Holiday watches with a melancholy expression as Nikki takes her bow. He turns and leaves. Wanda and the boyfriend cheer. At the duplex, Nikki enters the front door with a young girl. Holiday comes from his apartment.
My room, and it was so beautiful. She had all
Oh, I thought I heard somebody. I just wanted to know about the talent show.
Hey, Holiday.
Hi, Wanda. Oh, Nikki, you have a friend.
Yeah, this is my new cousin.
Wanda wears a fur.
Silas's niece. You're wearing makeup. Are you the fag?
Sarah.
Baby, he is a
fag. Silas, the boyfriend, drags her inside.
She won second place.
Oh, that's wonderful, Nikki. I knew you could do it. I got something for you.
Oh, Holiday.
No, I thought they would match the necklace that I got you for your birthday.
He hands her a jewelry box.
You're not wearing it.
I took it off.
They're beautiful, Holiday. Thanks.
Thank you. Can I go in now?
Oh, sure. I didn't mean to keep. I just wanted to say congratulations, girl.
Hey, it's been a long time. So how you doing?
Oh, child, I just been so busy, I can't even keep up with myself.
You look good.
Thank you. Well, I stopped over at the shop. They said you aren't working there anymore.
No. I quit because I'm writing. I just wanted to really concentrate. I think that's the key. I just wanted to focus totally on the writing. You can't be a part-time writer. And then Silas bought me a new computer, and I'm busting out pages.
Wanda, I know you, girl. Things ain't all bliss, are they?
Wanda's mouth drops. Her eyes widen. She shuts her door.
You know what? See, that's why I can't deal with you, Holiday. Why are you always trying to make something out of nothing? I'm fine, honey. Nikki's fine. We are fine.
She rushes into her apartment, slamming the door. Holiday blows a kiss from his fingers. The travel agent picks up airline tickets from his desk.
Well, Mr. Hunt, your tickets all together. You send me a postcard.
He hands the tickets to Holiday. At the penthouse, Holiday wears a sparkling tuxedo.
Holiday Hart's been performing at the penthouse for 20 plus years. And I must say, the plus feels almost as long as the 20. Yes, Holiday is moving on to bigger, and I do mean bigger thing. Have any of y'all ever been to Gay Perry? Do y'all think I'll have a problem finding anything that'll fit? But you know what I miss? And you know what I...
Drag queens hide her with feather fans. Removing the fans, she wears a silver gown. Holiday descends the stage and goes into the audience where she hugs and takes tips from her fans. She hugs Blue, who wears a suit. Later, an older man in a hat watches Blue and Holiday.
Miss Holiday, I want you to meet my baby. This is Joe, who actually happens to like my new look. Huh? What you think, baby? It's different, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes by Joe, but guess what, baby? I calls him Farmer. Girl, he got himself 40 acres and a mill.
Ouch.
So, yeehaw, baby. See ya, girl. Blue's gonna be a farmer.
Holiday manages a smile.
Blue, you were right. I'm so glad to be getting out of here.
I'm so happy that you are finally getting away from the me, myself, and I bitches. Especially that pipe-sucking bitch, Miss...
Holiday eyes him.
Oh, yeah. I saw her copping right behind my building.
Holiday's gaze grows serious.
Damn. There I go. And there you go in that red cape. Look, she ain't Lois Lane, and Holiday, you're not Superman. Wanda don't want to be saved, baby. She want them microwave bitches. She want everything quick. You and I both know change don't happen like that.
Holiday nods.
Now look, if I, who ain't got a single Christian bone in my body, can still get somebody, you know that your Prince Charming is just waiting to drop out of heaven for you. Hmm? So look, you go to Paris, you fall in love again, and get fatter.
He coaxes a smile from Holiday. They embrace.
Oh, I'm gonna miss you.
I'm gonna miss you too.
Nikki plays solitaire on the porch. Inside, Wanda and Silas fight. A single tear streams down Nikki's face. Holiday pulls up in his car. Holiday gets out of the car, grabbing a bag from the back. Nikki lowers her gaze, which causes more tears to flow down her cheek. Holiday comes up the steps, unlocking the door and going inside without looking at her.
Example for Nikki, and I'm working to get us a house, and you can't even keep your end of the deal and leave that damn
you
shit alone.
You know what you're talking about.
You better get your shit.
He views them through their open door.
Oh, that's great. Tear the fucking house up.
Wanda, look, get, don't walk away from me when I'm talking to you. You don't know what kind of shit you got going on. Look, I told you, I sell it, okay? I don't use it, and I don't lay down with it.
Silas spots Holiday in the hall and slams the door. Holiday ambles toward his door.
Holiday! Holiday! Come on, man.
What?
Hey, miss, can I come in?
No. If you're lost, that's your apartment over there. The one you paid good money to keep me out of.
Look, man, I gotta go out of town on business. All right, Wanda and I, we just need a little break.
Oh, Jesus, this fool must think I really care. I got my own itinerary, baby. I don't need yours.
Look, man. All right? Come on, man, this ain't easy for me. Now, they need you. Wanda's in trouble.
Then call Johnny Cochran. They tell me he's a miracle worker.
Look, man, you better step up. Now, Wanda done got us all in some damn trouble. Now, I got to go talk to some people. First, it was just a little bit of shit missing from my case.
His expression darkens. He points his finger at Holiday.
I'm worried about Nikki.
Oh, now you're worried. You didn't worry when you stepped up in here buying him everything with that damn pharmacy briefcase of yours. I thought that was you and Wanda's second child.
Look, man, I know you think I ain't shit.
No, you worse than that. Shit stinks for a reason. You, just plain un...
Silas presses on the door, the chain keeping him out.
You tell Wanda I'll be back in a couple of weeks or so. Now, I'm banking...
He holds up money.
I'm banking on you loving them more than you hate me.
He puts the money through the opening. Holiday snatches it from him. He goes back across the hall. Holiday slowly closes his door. A light comes on in Holiday's apartment.
Holiday! Wake up, come on!
In the hall, Wanda leans against the door in her fur.
Come and open the door!
Who the fuck is it now?
It's Wanda! Come open the door, I want to talk to you. I got something to tell
you. He leans against the door, shaking his head.
Just open the door, please. I need to talk to you.
Wanda, why don't you call a damn therapist?
Yeah. Oh,
Wanda,
yeah.
Go home, go to sleep.
I'm trying!
She covers her mouth as the tears cascade from her eyes.
Honey, I'm trying hard. I'm trying.
Oh, me too, Wanda. I'm trying hard to live my own life instead of being y'all sugar tit all the time. So why don't you just leave me to my own goddamn madness?
He starts from the door but turns back. He cracks open the door. Scanning the hall, he finds no trace of Wanda.
Wanda.
He closes his door and puts his hand on his heart. In cool daylight, Holiday exits the duplex with a suitcase and garment bag. He takes a deep breath, then heads down the steps. From her front window, Nikki slides between the blinds and the drapes and watches Holiday. Holiday puts his bags in the trunk of a cab and gets in the back. The cab pulls away from the house. Nikki closes her eyes. A tombstone reads, "Fisher Patterson, my baby love." Holiday approaches and props a bouquet against it. He leans over the headstone, hugging it. He lays his head on top of it. He steps back, a sad smile on his lips.
Au revoir.
He waves at the tombstone, blowing it a kiss. He heads back to the taxi. A pinkish-gray ceiling of clouds hovers over the lush green of the cemetery. The taxi pulls away. A group of young men hang out in an alley beside a van. A strung-out Wanda holds the receiver of a payphone.
What?
She slams the receiver down. In the taxi, concern furrows Holiday's brow. Wanda tries dialing the number again as she smokes. In the cab, Holiday stares out the window, scanning back and forth.
Nikki? Hey! It's Mama! Hey! You know, I have to get my head together, so... That's what I'm doing is I'm getting my head together. And, you know what? I'm gonna call you. I'm calling you, like... I ain't worried because I know that, Holiday... And Silas are taking care. Warrior women, Nikki. Warrior women. You remind Holiday what he promised me. You know I love you. Warrior women!
She slams down the phone, hopping in anger.
Turn the fucking music down! Now light me up! Get this shit up and light me up!
She crawls inside the van. A plane rises in the sky. On the ground below, Holiday stands on the sidewalk outside the duplex, gazing up at it. The taxi pulls away, leaving him there. He turns and pads back to the house carrying his luggage. Inside, he knocks on Nikki's door. He puts his ear to the door, listening. He knocks again. He takes his keys, unlocks the door, and pops his head inside.
Nikki! Now, I know you're in here!
He steps inside, hunting for signs of life.
Wanda!
With slow, careful steps, he moves down the hall. He goes to Nikki's room, still painted with Wanda's murals. He looks for clues. Nikki appears behind him.
Holiday.
He turns to her.
You okay? Where's your mother?
She's gone. She's been gone for 2 days.
Why didn't you tell me, Nikki?
Because I thought you were mad at
me. His hand goes to his heart.
I mean, the way we treated you. I'm so sorry, Holiday.
Oh, baby.
He hugs her tight.
You ain't got nothing to be sorry about.
He tucks her into bed in his apartment.
You comfortable?
She nods.
You say your prayer.
She closes her eyes.
I can't pray.
Keeping his focus on her, his head raises and brow crinkles.
Sing to me, Holiday.
Okay, baby.
He touches her forehead.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
A smile grows on her lips.
That saved a wretch like me.
He touches his heart.
I once was.
In his room, he takes his Bible, kneels at his bedside, and prays.
I am found, was blind.
Lord Jesus.
But now.
I pray that you come I back into see. This child's life, Lord.
Holiday's red car turns into a seedy alley, populated by hookers and dealers. He scans each face.
How sweet.
In Sunday school, Nikki listens to Bible study. A minister in a white robe baptizes Nikki.
I want
let this child be baptized.
Hallelujah!
Holiday raises his hand in praise. Holiday shows Wanda's photo to a young man who shakes his head. Holiday touches the photo as he scans the sketchy neighborhood.
I see.
A crowd applauds at Nikki's grade school graduation. The principal stands at the lectern.
And now, we will hear from Nicole Dean, who graduates with honors. Nicole's poem won the school-wide poetry competition. She will now come forward and read her poem. Nicole?
Nikki rises and moves to the podium. Holiday stands and applauds.
That's my girl. That's my Nikki.
The name of my poem is called Finding the Blessing. Where do you find the blessing? When the trees stop whispering and the ocean stops roaring. When the pen can't write and everything around you is one big fight. Where do you find the blessing when everything is still and yet your heart can no longer feel?
Holiday takes pictures.
When all the music stops playing and a poor child won't even try praying. Where do you find the blessing when a smile can't be?
Wanda peeks in from the back.
And your own voice, you can't bear to hear the sound. Then a fist, a slap, a whipping is supposed to say, I love you.
Wanda holds the wall, twitchy.
But all it does is make you want to go out and do something wild.
Wanda scratches and fidgets.
Where do you find the blessing? Somebody please tell me.
Wanda hops and squirms.
Because I want to feel joy, just once.
Holiday puts his hand on his heart. Wanda bursts from the school.
But my mama always said, weeping might endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
In her stupor, Wanda's moves grow more volatile.
So I wait.
How y'all doing?
And I try not to hate.
Looking at.
So I put my ear to the earth, and I wait. I listen, oh so quietly. And I put my eyes to the sky. And I.
Wanda leans on the hood of an SUV.
And I try to see if blessings.
Bless her! Bless her!
Are really free.
Bless her!
But this I know.
that when we are the most still,
she crawls in the SUV.
That's when God really lets you feel his blessing.
She takes a crack pipe and lights it.
Flowing through you.
She quivers and quakes as she inhales.
And through me.
Holiday fights back tears, tenting his fingers at his lips. The crowd rises, applauding. At a nice restaurant, a waiter brings two Shirley Temples to Nikki and Holiday.
Thank you.
He places the drinks on the table.
Thank you.
Holiday raises his glass.
To high school? I mean junior high school, Miss Fang. To our future together, into the Lord's blessings.
They clink their glasses and sip their drinks. Holiday studies the menu while he unfolds his napkin. Nikki looks at him.
Would you ever lie to me, Holiday?
No. No, no, child, whatever you getting ready to ask me, please don't let it give me indigestion before I even eat. Especially at these prices.
She sighs. He goes back to scanning the menu.
Do you really sleep with...
He stops. His eyes slowly raise. He meets her gaze directly. He holds up his hand, testifying.
Yes, I sleep with men.
Do you feel bad about it?
No. Do you feel bad about me sleeping with men?
I'm not sure, because Silas and Mama act like something was wrong with it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people feel that way. I myself believe that when it comes to matters of the heart...
He touches his ring.
Only sin is turning your back on love because of what other people think.
Yeah. People think I shouldn't love my mother because she used to do drugs and, you know. But I do.
Oh, darling, I know. You ain't gotta tell Holiday.
Well, so are you and me gonna march in the gay parade?
Oh, no, baby. I'm from the old school. I marched with King. I ain't about to start marching with the queens. I leave all that carrying on to the young folks. Holiday done got too old to change now.
Holiday pats his hair.
So you stay in the closet?
Girl, where you get that from?
The library. I've been reading up on you.
Yeah, well, you ain't been reading close enough. A closet means somewhere where the door is closed. I ain't secret, and I ain't never been closed. I'm just choosy about who I invite in. You feel me? See, in my day, we believed in privacy. In your day, it's about letting it all hang out. Now, the truth probably lies somewhere in between. Anyway, girl, enough about parades and closets and things, okay?
Okay. Well, I love you just the way you...
He touches his heart.
So let's toast to letting it all hang out. Private.
They raise their glasses and toast. In Nikki's apartment... A rumpled handwritten card lies on the table. Wanda gathers up electronics.
She's back. I knew she'd come back.
Wanda stops. Her eyes freeze in fear.
Mom?
Nikki rushes to her, throwing her arms around Wanda's neck.
Hey.
Wanda tries to get out of Nikki's hug.
Nikki let her...
Nikki lets her go. She flips Nikki's braids, then picks up the card.
I came to give you a card. I made it. I wrote...
She opens the crumpled card.
I've been doing some writing. That's yours. And I got you some flowers. Uh-oh, they didn't hold up. Look, they almost match your dress.
Wanda smiles, then looks out the window.
Sit down, Wanda. You hungry? I'll fix you something.
Oh, no, I ate. But just pop by. Just wanted to say... Hey, and check on my little gal.
Nikki stares at her.
God, I am so proud of you. No, I'm just staying with some friends for a little bit.
Can I go with you, please?
Holiday frowns.
Who will be here with Holiday? No, you can't go with me. They don't have much space, and I gotta get myself together in that space. Oh, come here.
She hugs Nikki.
Baby girl.
She tries to take off Nikki's necklace.
Mama!
Where's that necklace that Silas gave you with the diamonds, Nikki?
Wanda, shit! Get the hell out of here!
No! You don't tell me!
Get the hell out of here! Your child doesn't need to see you like this, Wanda!
Nikki leaves. He grabs Wanda. Nikki returns.
Just take it.
Nikki holds out the necklace. Sadness fills her eyes. Wanda tucks it in her bosom.
Thank you, my daughter, for helping me. I love you. And I'm gonna make that up.
Holiday covers his face. She snatches the electronics.
Wanda, leave that.
Hey, this is my stuff. No,
that belongs to you and Nikki.
Silas gave me this. Go next door.
His hand pumps in and out of a fist. Wanda tears up.
You always getting me going.
Nikki returns a sullen stare.
I just gotta rectify a few things and then I'll be back. I won't. Okay.
Wanda leaves. Holiday grabs her in the hall.
And don't come back here until you have yourself straight.
Drama. Fine. Do you think I wanted her to see me like this?
Nikki picks up the card.
Shit. There you go. There you go. You're punishing me. You want to punish me.
No, Wanda, please.
Nikki listens in.
Holiday, relax.
Let me take you to the hospital.
I am fine.
Let me take you to the hospital, please. Wanda, let me take you to the hospital.
Wanda looks around at imaginary things around her.
Come on. It's okay.
Holiday. Take care of her. I know you will.
She scuttles out the door, Holiday's hand still extended toward her. Holiday wraps Nikki's head.
She stole the diamond earrings you gave me. And a little heart necklace. The first thing she ever stole from me was a bike the shelter gave me one Christmas. A real pretty red bike. You know, with the red and silver streamers hanging out of the handle.
Holiday's eyes flick to her in the mirror.
When she thought I was asleep, she took it somewhere and got money for it. She told me some boy at the shelter stole it. But I knew better. I just didn't say anything because she already...
Holiday twists the thin ends of Nikki's locks.
You think if people stopped giving me things, then maybe she stopped stealing from me?
Come on, let's go night-night.
He leads her to the bed.
Your mother's problems have nothing to do with you, Nikki.
He pulls back the covers. She crawls in bed. He tucks her in.
You know, she used to be the best mother, Holiday. Really. I mean, we never had a lot of money. But she was always finding free things for us to do. You know, sometimes we would spend the whole day in the library.
He touches his heart.
Then we'd have a picnic somewhere. I mean, she couldn't cook. But we'd have a junk food fest. At least that's what she used to call it. Then when I was around 7, she met this man, and he was into drugs, and he got her into it. Then it seemed like after that, we never really had a home again.
Well, you have a home now, and whatever mistakes your mother made, she always tried to make sure that you were safe and feeling loved.
By leaving me?
Well, baby, sometimes leaving is the only way left to show someone how much you really do love them. Especially if they can't give you what you need. Now you get some sleep.
He kisses her on the forehead.
I'm gonna have a little talk with Johnny Walker Red. Cause this motherhood thing drive a soul to drink.
He turns off the bedside lamp.
Yo.
Nikki plays solitaire while Holiday works on her hair. He checks his watch and moves to the door.
What's up, Holiday?
What you doing here? Surprise! I thought you were in jail!
Silas! Oh my god!
She hugs Silas. Holiday has an armful of gifts.
Oh my god, I missed you! I have so much to tell you! Come on, you missed out!
What's all this? What's it look like?
Holiday sings. Silas and Nikki play video games.
We have in Jesus.
Holiday glares at them as they have fun. Holiday pounds the piano. Silas makes a lassoing motion. Holiday's glower grows more intense. Holiday stands.
Do you know I'm trying to prepare for service tomorrow?
Oh, sorry, Holiday. But this game is the bomb. Why don't you come play?
Holiday. Why don't you come play with us, man?
No, I've never been good at things like this, and I'm sure you two want to spend some time together.
He takes the controller.
No. It's cool. Hey. Really?
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So how do we play?
Holiday studies the device.
Tell him. Sorry.
Silas turns the controller in Holiday's hand around.
The green button, a jump.
Ooh. Ooh, that little white man jumped over that big black ball. Ooh, child!
I mean, she ticked me off. And then she'd make me laugh. That's what I loved about it. I mean, she said she always wanted a house, so I bought her one. You know, I stayed down there and fixed it up. And they get back here and find out she'd been working the street.
Holiday watches him intensely.
So I left again, man. I just couldn't deal with that.
You don't have to tell me. You don't owe me any explanation.
No, I do. I mean, shit, I don't know why. I just want you to understand.
He pats Silas.
Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, please. On a good day, Slim, you wouldn't be my type.
Oh, please. Man, don't even go there.
Is that a gun in your pants? Or are you just happy to see me?
It's a gun.
He hands Silas a game control. Silas sleeps on the couch. Holiday approaches. He watches Silas sleep. He takes a blanket and covers Silas. He crosses and turns off the lamp, checking to see if Silas still sleeps. Nikki shakes the sleeping Holiday.
Holiday, wake up. Hmm? Wake up.
What?
Holiday, wake up.
Holiday sits up.
I got my period.
His hand hits his heart.
Silas! Silas! The girl done become a woman. She got her period.
How?
I don't know. Would y'all stop asking how and just take me somewhere to get something? Please.
Man, we don't all have to go do that, do we?
Oh, yes, we do, Mac Daddy. Oh, let me get my face on.
In the store, Nikki examines the various feminine hygiene products while Silas and Holiday awkwardly watch. Silas motions with his eyes toward the condom display.
Condoms over there.
They slide over to cover the condoms from Nikki's view. She holds a package of tampons. She turns smiling at them. Holiday opens the door of a stretch limo. Nikki gets out.
Thank you.
The three of them walk toward Nikki's new school.
You know, this is junior high. I mean, dang, I act like I'm going to preschool. I don't need escorts.
They stop at the foot of the steps. She moves up to the first landing and turns.
I love you. Bye.
She waves at them and goes inside. They both wave as they watch her go.
Yeah, well, I guess we should go home.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that. Specifically, when are you going home? Because you're wearing my couch out.
Shut up, man. I know you like having me around there for protection.
Protection from who, Negro? Oh, y'all macho men always underestimating us pretty ones. I was thinking I might as well just rent that apartment out.
No, don't you fucking do it.
Holiday touches his heart.
Not yet. All right.
You still paying rent, so what can I say? Now, if we're going, let's get to it. Tonight, you cook. Oh, and by the way, I think I'll sit in the back. I've never been properly.
He moves to the back, waiting for Silas to open the door. Silas opens the driver's door.
Man, you better get your ass in the car.
Silas gets in the front. Holiday jumps in the back.
No, you didn't!
They watch Imitation of Life.
I didn't mean it. Mama, do
you hear me? I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mama. Mama, I did love you.
Man, that's some heavy shit.
Nikki rolls her eyes toward Silas.
I used to think that too. But now I get how you could hate your mother.
Silas and Holiday look at her.
Thank you.
Nikki descends the steps of the school smiling. Silas leans against the limo.
Hey!
She runs and hugs him. He lifts her up, then opens the door and she gets in the back.
I picked you up today because I got something I want to talk to you about. See, I got to do a little run. I mean, I shouldn't be gone too long. You know, 2 weeks, three.
She looks away.
And then, we can go down to Florida and see that house. I mean, Holiday. I mean, I'm sure he wants to go to Paris, you know, take his little trip.
He pulls his beeper from his pocket.
I mean, he didn't say that.
He looks at the message. Nikki rolls her head toward the window.
Yeah, I'm gonna drop you at home. Go handle this little business. Yeah, then maybe we can go out to dinner tonight. Huh?
I just want to ride. I'll wait for you in the car while you make your delivery.
He looks back at her, scratching his head. He lifts his beeper again and reads the message. The limo pulls up in front of a boarded-up house. A couple of hookers loiter outside. Silas turns off the ignition, watching the people near the house.
Yeah, I'll just be a minute.
The hookers sashay toward the car.
Yeah, you can listen to the radio if you want.
A mean-looking man stares at the limo.
Lock the doors.
Silas slips a packet of cocaine from inside a newspaper. He pulls a gun from under the seat.
Yeah, nobody gonna bother you around.
He cocks the gun.
All right, they know me.
He gets out of the car. Nikki watches expressionless.
Silas right there.
As he goes inside the house, he looks back at the limo. He smacks hands of a guy standing at the door. Nikki glares at him. Nikki gets out of the other side of the car and crosses the street. She stops and turns back toward the house. Then walks away with brisk steps. Nikki wanders down a busy sidewalk, her steps slow. She trudges on. Night descends. She shuffles down an alley lined with hookers.
Hey, little girl. Wanna make some?
She rushes on, at penthouse. Holiday is on the phone.
I said I lost Nikki.
Speak up, I can barely hear you.
I said I lost Nikki, Holiday. I left her in the car, I came back, she was gone.
So I can't believe you put my child in harm's way like that.
I told you I didn't, all right? She said she wanted to stay in the car. I said, cool, lock the doors, stay in the car, Nikki. I come back, she's gone, man.
You the damn adult. Now, why didn't you just say no?
My girl could be anywhere. I know that, Holiday, all right? Just... Hold on, man. My page is going off.
No, get rid of that goddamn beeper, Silas. Get rid of it.
Shut up.
Silas.
Nikki wanders the lonely streets at night. She looks about around her as she walks.
Go on, get out of here. Come back.
She finds herself in another alley full of hookers.
What I tell you, what do you want to tell you?
She stops at a building. She stares up at it before climbing the steps and going inside. Inside, shafts of light provide the only illuminations. She peeks around corners into various rooms. The place is full of debris and discarded furniture. In one room, a woman dances for a man. On a mattress on the floor, Wanda kneels before a man.
Oh! Nikki? Hey! Whoa!
Mama, please, come home. You always get better when I take care of you. We can be a family again.
A man comes up behind Nikki.
Who's this little mama?
Uh-uh.
get away from her.
Ricky,
you get away from her.
Hey, man, come back. Hey, man, she gonna do a thing.
Oh, please, come on.
Mama.
You better leave her alone.
I thought she...
Ricky holds up crack. Wanda's eyes widen.
Oh, please.
My bad.
Wanda does a little shimmy for Ricky. She reaches for the drugs.
I am good for it. Come on.
No,
baby. Come on.
No, baby. I'd rather break this sweet young thing.
Oh, no, wait a minute. This is my baby.
He tempts her with the packet. Wanda looks at him, pleading, squirming.
I'm begging, because...
She sticks out her chest as she fidgets and jerks. She turns to Nikki.
Nikki. He just want to kiss you. You big girl. Come on. He's just going to kiss you.
Ricky moves toward Nikki.
Kiss, little girl.
She punches him in the crotch. He doubles over. Nikki flees. Ricky forces Wanda down and beats her. At penthouse, Holiday is on the phone.
Police found Nikki.
She covers her mouth with her hand.
I'm on the way to the station to pick her up.
Holiday lowers the receiver, looking heavenward. Silas sighs, closing his eyes. He starts the limo and pulls away. Silas holds up cash.
Holiday, would you take...
He jams the money in Holiday's hand.
Please, Silas, don't go. My temper sometimes speaks before I can catch up with it. That's why Wanda's in the situation that she's in. If I only had opened up the door that night...
No, man, that wouldn't even made a difference. People like Wanda, people like me, we expect anything good to be a surprise. And anything bad to just come like clockwork. Man, I'm trying to stay in the race. Wanda dropped out a long time ago.
Well, stay in the race with Nikki. She needs you.
Look, man, I almost got her killed last night. She don't need me. I ain't even in a business where people can need me.
Well, get out the damn business then, because I need you.
Yeah, but Nikki would do better with one of you than 100 of me.
Holiday shakes his head.
Later.
Silas. No, Silas.
Silas leaves. Holiday stares at the closed door. The red sports car comes down a street with tall trees standing guard over it. Holiday pulls over and parks. He motions to Nikki to look at a house. It is a quaint house with blue slate siding. A sold sign stands in the front yard.
Ta-da! The bomb!
I like it and all, but we can't afford this. What's wrong with the duplex?
We needed a new start, girl. Now come on, let's take a look.
They get out of the car. At the duplex, Holiday picks up one of Fisher's trophies. He studies it, then picks up paper to wrap it and put it in a box labeled Salvation Army. He checks his watch.
It's 10 o'clock. Where's Nikki?
He puts the trophy down and goes into the front hall. He stops and looks at Nikki's door. He listens for a moment. He opens Nikki's door and finds a boy on top of Nikki on the sofa.
Get the hell off my baby! If you ever touch her again, I'll be pissing on your grave, you motherfucking cradle robber.
Holiday picks him up by the head, tossing him out.
Trust me, Holiday, I'm just going skating, and your little fast ass is laid up with some boy. Rather, some man.
I wasn't laid up with him.
Look, if your feet wasn't flat on the floor, then your ass was more prone than it needs.
She rolls her eyes.
I can't believe this. I'm home slaving, trying to fucking pack up my life to give you a better life.
But I didn't ask you for a better life.
He slaps her. Her hand goes to her cheek. She slowly pivots toward him. Her gaze meets his. His hand touches his heart.
I'm sorry, Nikki.
His gaze fixed, he steps slowly past her. Nikki's hand still holds her cheek. His brow furrows as he tenses his fingers in front of his mouth.
Have I gone psycho? What am I apologizing for? I ain't father knows best, and you ain't leave it to Bieber. You lucky I ain't kicking your little behind all up and down this apartment, lying to me, and I'm trying to take care of your trifling butt. No, I'm the one owed an apology, and unless I get one right now, you gonna really see me act the queenly fool, and it won't be nothing.
Nikki blinks, averting her gaze.
I'm sorry.
I can't hear you.
I'm sorry.
No, I want everybody out in the damn street to hear you.
I'm sorry, Holiday.
Good, now go to your damn room. You're grounded.
She stomps off. Movers carry a mattress from the apartment.
Blue, I don't know what would have happened if I wouldn't have gotten there.
I think the baby girl is just testing you, that's all. Just keep talking to her. Hell, I mean, if she's anything like you say she is, she's just scared, that's all. Look, poor baby is just scared that she's gonna turn out to be like that mama of hers, that's all. She just don't know how to stop it.
Yeah, you're right. I never thought about it like that.
Blue squeezes a cow's udder.
Farmer, milking this cow is not working, baby, okay? We're gonna have to have some honey with that tea. Girl, you got me milking a cow. Oh,
what?
Honey, happiness in this fresh air done lifted me to the other side of brilliant, baby. Okay, girl. I'll talk to you soon. All right, love you.
I love you too, Blue.
Bye-bye now. Farmer, honey, we need a new cow, baby. This one is out of milk, okay? Now I'm about to go.
He stands and sashays by some hens.
Chickens.
I have a surprise for you. It's the most important thing in the world.
He leads Nikki to a mirror.
Look.
Her gaze downcast, she shakes her head.
I said, look.
He lifts her chin so she can watch her face in the mirror. Her eyes slide to the side.
You're not her. I want you to be able to look in the mirror and see Nikki. Not your mother, not your circumstances, not anyone else. And every day it's your job, it's your God-given duty to tell that person staring at you that you love her.
Nikki's eyes fall to the side. She picks up a hairbrush and smashes the mirror. She stares at the shattered mirror, then turns and falls against Holiday, who enfolds her in an embrace.
It's okay. It's okay, baby. You've been holding it in for a long time. That's right. Let it out. Just let it out. Your Holiday's here for you.
Holiday sways her back and forth. Big Christmas bulbs line the window of their new house.
Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, you stand in verdant.
With her head resting on the back of the couch, Nikki stares out the window at the falling snow.
Christmas tree, you stand in verdant.
Holiday saunters in behind her. They watch the accumulating snow together.
Glow, and do not fade in winter snow. Oh, Christmas tree.
Holiday rises and takes Nikki's hand, leading her away. Garland runs down the banister inside the house.
I ordered a red racing bike with red and silver streamers in the handlebars.
Look, we don't have your bike.
No, now you really need to arrest that attitude, go back in the warehouse and get my damn bike. By the time I get there, I'ma raise all kind of holy hell, and that wouldn't be nice at Christmas.
Whatever, pal, we don't need your business.
Oh, you really trying to block my salvation?
She looks at the receiver, shocked.
Oh, you don't know me. I will preach heaven and beat the hell out of you.
Daytime at the penthouse club as Holiday comes into the dressing rooms. A red bike with shimmering streamers from the handlebars stands inside. Wanda shakily combs the streamers with her fingers.
It's Christmas time. I ain't never been away from her at Christmas time. You know what? One time she had a bike and it was kind of like this. Oh, God. I probably messed it up. But I'm gonna make it up to her because...
Holiday steps in, his hand on his heart.
You know,
All I ever really wanted was to make her happy.
That's true.
You know what I want to do? I want to get in a program. I'm going to love a program. 12 steps. Well, is it just the steps? I'm going to do all the steps.
Holiday's face breaks, tearing up.
I need to come home. Holiday, please let me come home.
Yes. Yes, Wanda, yes. That's what I've been praying for all this time. And Nikki, she misses you so much.
Wanda rocks back and forth, then stops.
I need to take a shower. I know we have no presents.
Never mind that. I'm gonna tell Nikki that this bike is from you.
I got this bike.
Yes, you bought this bike. Now, I'm gonna go get my check and I'll be right back.
Wanda pushes the bike toward the door.
I got the bike!
Holiday's car sits outside the loading dock of the penthouse. Wanda exits with the bike. Ricky and a couple of men lean against nearby cars.
See, I don't never let these hoes get the upper hand, you know what I'm saying?
One of them motions with his head toward Wanda.
It's also a boy bike. Peep
your girl. Ricky approaches Wanda as she struggles with the bike.
What's up, Wanda?
How you doing, girl?
He backhands her, knocking her down.
Cowboy!
Hey!
Come get this bike!
Cowboy races over to them. Holiday dashes from the club to Wanda.
I want my
Ricky turns to him.
I said I want my damn bike!
I'ma knock your bitch ass out. Come on, pussy. Come on.
He swings. Holiday ducks, then punches his face. They fight. Holiday decks Cowboy. Ricky elbows Holiday from behind.
Motherfucker.
Ricky pulls a gun. Wanda jumps Ricky from behind. They struggle. He knocks her to the ground. Holiday pummels Ricky until he's laid out over the hood of a car, his arms outstretched. Holiday stares at the dazed Ricky.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, Wanda.
Let me get the bike.
She picks up the bike.
Wanda, hurry up.
Can't do me like this.
Asshole.
Wanda, come on. Wanda, hurry up.
A black car peels out, speeding toward them. The world shifts to slow motion. Holiday turns to spot Cowboy charging toward them with the car. Wanda's face opens in a wide scream. The black car closes in on them. The screen fades to black. The bike rolls and falls over on its side. The screen fades to black.
We buried you next to Fisher.
Photos of Fisher and Holiday on a wall.
So, I hope he's taking good care of you now. Silas says the dead are one big happy family anyways. He's back in Florida now. I won another poetry contest writing about you.
A montage of photos.
This year went by so fast. Well, I guess that's all for now.
Nikki stands before a gravestone, holding a bouquet. Holiday's hand touches her shoulder. He moves beside her. The stone reads, Wanda Dean, my mother, she wrote her own story.
It's just so hard when you don't get to say goodbye.
Look, come on now. You've been rearranging these flowers for the past 2 hours, and your spring break is ticking away. And here tell... Harris is calling for a pretty little black girl and an ageless pretty black man.
Silas strides up.
Silas!
She leaps, throwing her arms around his neck.
So how's my little Nikki doing?
I'm good. I missed you.
Yeah.
You called him, didn't you?
Well,
now Mama can really rest in peace.
How's that?
Because now she knows the both of you are going to take care of.
Silas looks to Holiday.
She's always wanted two parents for.
She smiles broadly. They slowly move from the grave toward a waiting taxi.
Yeah, well, listen, when you guys get back from Paris, give me a call, because I got a surprise.
A photo of Nikki and Holiday in front of the Eiffel Tower fades in. They are beaming with joy. The screen fades to black. Credits: cast, Ving Rhames, Alfre Woodard, Jessica Quinn Reynolds, Michael T. Williamson, Jonathan Wallace, Philip Maurice Hayes, Blue Mancuma, Lorena Gale, James Kidney, Benz Antoine, Guy Fauchon, Ronald Selmore, Patricia Idolet, Mary Antonini, Emmy Aneke, Roger Haskett, Bob Dawson, Doug Cameron, Scott Swanson, Willie Taylor, Stephen Miller, Mark Finley, Reese Williams, Peter Williams. Directed by Robert Townsend. Music by Stephen James Taylor. Edited by Sabrina Plisco Morris. Production designer, Eric Norlin. Director of photography, Jan Kieser. Screenplay by Cheryl L. West, based on her play. Additional credits roll on screen. Copyright 2000. MGM Television Entertainment. All rights reserved. Title: Holiday Heart. Logo on screen: Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.